With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The province is warning Nova Scotians now is the time to prepare for an active hurricane season. Officials from Environment Canada, Nova Scotia Power, the Red Cross, and the province's Emergency Management Office gathered together Thursday to announce an information campaign designed to inform Nova Scotians how to ready themselves for the upcoming season. Meteorologist Bob Robichaud says the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is predicting 14 to 21 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, and 2 to 5 major hurricanes before the end of the year. Robichaud says those numbers are higher than initially predicted in May and include storm activity across the entire Atlantic Ocean.
It doesn't necessarily mean that a lot of those storms will approach Atlantic Canada or have any kind of impact on Nova Scotia, but we all always have to be ready for that one or two storms that might actually impact us.
As an example, Robichaud pointed to Hurricane Fiona and the damage it caused in September of 2022. Robichaud was asked about Hurricane Franklin and says it is currently about 1,200 kilometers southwest of Bermuda, tracking northeast. It's expected to reach Category 2 status as it moves north over the weekend. As of Thursday, modeling shows the hurricane will track south of Nova Scotia, but Robichaud says even if it does turn towards the province, it won't be anywhere close to the power of Fiona. He encourages people to follow trusted weather forecasting sites to get information about impending storms. Operation Manager with the Canadian Red Cross of Nova Scotia, Ansel Langell, says it's important for families to have an emergency plan and kit ready ahead of storm season.
Your kit should include things that will make a stay away from home more comfortable for you and your family. Things like clothing, medications, if you have children, some toys and games. If you have pets, prepare a kit for them as well with a leash, some food, water, medications for them, a pet carrier, something great to have on hand. If you have a vehicle, make sure it's full of gas before the storm arrives, and it's always great to have some cash on hand.
Langell added, if there's time, it's a good idea to take photos or videos of the rooms of your house before you need to evacuate, so you have a record to provide to your insurance company. John Lohr, the minister responsible for emergency management in Nova Scotia, says the province works closely with municipalities through the Provincial Control Center in times of emergency. Lohr says the province is preparing for the upcoming hurricane season.
And I would like to encourage all Nova Scotians to take some time now before a storm or weather warning is issued to our region to do the same. Before an event happens is a good time to sit down with your family and talk things over. Check to see what may need to be done around your house or cottage. Make a plan and prepare.
The province will be running an information campaign across social and traditional media over the next 4 weeks. Updates and tips from Nova Scotia's Emergency Management Office are available at their website at novascotia.ca/alerts. A link is provided on our webpage. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.